to experience a hot mess.
Hello, children of the sun. You know what? Stop blaming the government and your parents for society's ills and get out there and have a cocktail on the patio. It's summer! Na-na-na. A lovely little track to get your summer started.
Who were we listening to right just way. There, Mr. Jason Brown, awesome?
Phantom Planet. I'm a fan. It sounds like there's a gajillion people singing in those harmonies at one time. A cacophony of voices, Edward.
If I am not mistaken, they are the band that did do that California, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's a step up.
They're taking it up a notch.
It's fantastic. I think it's great. We got a lot of great stuff in the show today for you folks out there who are listening via iTunes and podcasts and the wonderful world of technology, or on the radio airwaves at 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Absolutely. What do we have in store for the people today?
Well, I got some fun stories to talk about. We're going to talk about some cows, some good cows, you know, and being safe with cows. We're also going to talk about getting away with stuff by having decorated genitals. Yes. So make sure you turn in, because decorated genitals are always interesting. And of course, a miraculous, or not so miraculous, an unfortunate conception that took place in Egypt. That's later in the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Way to sell it right off the top.
I try.
I thought you were going to mention that we were also going to have a Snow Patrol interview.
That's your job, because you did that.
And that we were going to have a guest DJ.
We are going to have a guest DJ on the show at the end. He's going to spit out a little 25-minute mix for us. But Jay Brown, you had a chance to chit-chat with some people when they were in town with some other people named Coldplay.
Yeah, Snow Patrol opened for Coldplay when they played Vancouver.
They did.
And gotta say, I went and saw the show. And I have to admit that I've never purchased a Coldplay album in my life and did like a few songs going into it, but wasn't, you know, a super fan by any stretch of the imagination because I don't like to cry when I listen to my music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no,
I like to do a lot of things while I listen to music. Crying is
not one of them?
No, so I was a little bit apprehensive, but I will say this.
What?
To Coldplay. Holy smokes. And maybe this is what it's all about. Maybe this is recession rock. Because I felt the same way, like completely opposite ends of the scale. I went and saw Green Day with you.
Yes.
Not the biggest Green Day fan. And those guys blew me away as well. It seems to me that the world's biggest bands are pulling out all the stops in order to entertain you, the music listener slash concert goer, so that you don't walk out of there feeling like you were ripped off when you could have spent your money on something a little bit more.
I completely concur.
Appropriate.
I mean, I think in this day and age and in this time, those artists have to work a lot harder to earn it. There's so much out there, and there's so much that we as a consumer can hang and be like, hey, that's some cool tunes, that's some cool music, that's a great show. You know, you got to work a lot harder. You got to make a show. You can't just play a song, because the song isn't going to cut it anymore. Even if it's an awesome song, you got to back it up with the full show.
Exactly. And I mean, Green Day, you know, they had your pyro, they had your laser beams, they had your light show extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. It's very rare that I see a Canadian audience, and this isn't to, like, you know, we're Canadians, right?
We're not knocking anybody.
Let's just be real here for a minute. Ed, can we be real?
I'm totally real.
I don't see a lot of jumping up and down.
No, you don't.
At a Canadian concert. We're and very... this isn't, you know, we don't have to get into wide. It's just the way of the world, right? It's not like you see footage from, say, a festival in the UK.
Crazy.
And it's just madness. It's a sea of waves of human bodies bouncing up and down. Well, at the Green Day concert, I saw that for probably what may have been the first time in my life. I saw that from a Canadian audience in Vancouver. So kudos to you, Vancouver. And
from what I
cheers,
heard,
Green Day, for getting that happening.
From what I heard, their shows throughout the West Coast anyway, the fans were like equally as energetic, which I've heard in the middle provinces aren't as energetic as Vancouver can be. So
there you have it.
There you have it. Green Day rocked it out.
Coldplay did a good show, too. They had balloons. They had confetti. They played a song by the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They got right in there and got into the audience, actually. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And their opening band was Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
I've got an interview that I did that you can actually find on our blog.
Hotmess.org.
And what do you think, Ed? Should we play it right banking now?
Do you want to play right now? Because we can totally do that. If that's what you would like, Jay Brown, I will make that happen for you.
Why not? Let's just play this thing and get it out of the way. Here it is. Here is my interview with those Scottish / Irish handsome chaps, Snow Patrol.
No need to put your words into my mouth. If you like good music with the burning intensity of 100 million blazing, burning suns, you should probably own this album. We're backstage with Gary, lead singer of Snow Patrol.
It's a mess, it's a start, it's a floor, good of art.
Any special things that you like to do before you get ready for a show?
We have a little stereo there, and we generally just jump around to some LCD sound system or some AC/DC or something, or Phoenix or whatever, you know, whatever we'll be dancing about. And, you know, they obviously have their silly hats that they like to wear. That's Johnny's Colonel Gaddafi hat. I'm not sure where he got it, but it's always funny when he wears it.
You guys are on tour with Coldplay.
Yeah.
I heard that there's a little bit of a soccer rivalry going on between the two bands.
Both bands love their football. I'm going to call it football, if that's all right.
All right. I call it soccer.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's okay.
So Canadian.
Let's call the whole thing off. They suggested playing football, and what we didn't realize was that they would arrive in their own kit and looking like Real Madrid to our real nightmare of a team. They're really, really very good. But we didn't disgrace ourselves, but those guys had the edge. Take back the city for yourself
tonight. I'll take back the city for me. When you're done here opening, playing with Coldplay, you run right back to Europe and it's, hey, you two, how's it going? Let's play with you now.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. It's a flawed work of art. You're steady, you're calm. Every crack, every wall. Yeah, we've been blessed this year playing with the two biggest rock bands on the planet, you know. So we start the U2 tour. Pretty much from as soon as we get back, a week after we arrived back in the UK.
But that's a little bit old hat for you guys. I mean, you did that in 2005 when U2 was on the Vertigo tour, so yeah. This is familiar territory.
This is back when U2, were just a small band,
no big whoop.
We were helping them out, got them where they are today. A fire. You can only take what you can carry. A pulse, your pulse.
It's the only thing I can remember. I was out last night on the town with a friend of mine who's originally from Ireland, and I told him that I was going to be interviewing Snow Patrol, and he said, ask them if they ever miss getting a really good fry.
Yeah, totally.
And I didn't know what he meant.
A fry, like a good... My father would call it an Ulster fry. It's a fry up. It's fried eggs and bacon and toast, and it's the other word for it in Northern Ireland is a heart attack on a plate, which it pretty much is. But it really does set you up for the day if you've got a hangover, especially. There's a brand of tea back home. Well, they're actually Southern Ireland, but it's called Barry's Tea, and Barry's, simple as that. What's your name? Barry. All right, okay, we'll call it Barry's. It's just the best tea I've ever had. You can't find any tea like that. It's so typically British / Irish to miss tea when you're away. A good pint of Guinness, another Irish thing,
That's what you do. Eat a hearty breakfast, become a successful rock band, burn off all the calories on stage, then meet us at the pub for a Guinness.
It sound like it all happened in the same day.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. Snow Patrol. Go buy this album.
Why not?
Holy Moses.
Heavens to Betsy.
That's wow.
You know what? I often wonder, doesn't the drummer's arms get tired
when
he's playing that many RPMs?
That was better than...
Like, it was a drum machine.
I was a fan.
It was a joke. It was a failed joke.
I know. But it was a funny joke. But I mean, I'm just saying, like...
You didn't laugh. But now you're just being condescending.
I'm not.
Live on the air, in front of all the world to hear. You just condescended me live on the air.
I'm not. I was trying to compliment the song that you chose because I think it was fantastic. I was already a fan of that song, and now I'm an even bigger fan of it.
It's the internet. It's the way of the world, man. You can go and basically find a kick-ass remix of any group that you like in the world.
And
the future is friendly, and it's now, and it's on my lap.
And from time to time, a not-so-kick-ass remix of songs as well.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of... You gotta sift through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But,
no, I wasn't. That's a horrible segue.
Were you going to segue into something with that?
No, I wasn't.
And we now, have, our interview with a piece
of... No. We have the third of our posse.
Oh, someone's on the line.
Someone's on the line with us. Hello, someone on the line.
Hello, how are you, boys?
Good, how are you?
Where are you?
I am on the island. I'm eating a fish taco as we speak. It's delicious.
Sounds quite lovely.
It's so lovely. I'm on the island. I can see the water, and I'm heading to the Vancouver Island Music Fest. Arlo Guthrie. Who else is playing, Andy?
Oh, wow.
Los Lobos. Lots of people. Big Outdoor. Jennifer Warrens. Big Outdoor Music Festival.
So basically, you're full on getting your hippie on right now.
Oh, full on. Like, you should see my leg hair. It's actually impressive.
Are you eating granola with your fish taco?
I have granola on top of my fish taco, actually. It's pretty great. I'm eating vegetables all week. This morning, however, I woke up with a can of cocktail fruit on my bedside table, and there was somebody named Bubba in my house. May have been smoking some sort of illicit substance last night on the beach.
Bubba?
Bubba.
With a guy named Bubba.
Bubba. On the couch. Pretty impressive.
Well, Hot Mess says hello to Bubba.
Hello, Bubba.
How are you, Bubba?
Oh, but there's going to be so much great music. Maybe I'll try and get some interviews or something for us.
Speaking of great, that's a great idea. Speaking of great music, if you were on, you're on an island right now.
Yes.
Right? And I know it's not, but like, let's do the desert island disc thing.
Okay.
Let's just do it right now. I know that, but say something happened, right?
Okay.
Say H1N1 morphed and became H1N1 sauce.
What?
And people were putting on their steaks, and somehow the whole place got wiped out but you, and you were suddenly on a desert island. What albums would you wish?
The entire world got sick flu but me, and I'm on a desert island?
Well, no, because everyone got wiped off of the island because they succumbed to the pig flu. So
okay,
suddenly you're the only person on the island.
Yes.
Right?
And what would I be listening to or DJing? Is that what you're asking?
Exactly.
What would I be DJing for the mutant pigs?
Yes.
I would definitely be playing what songs or albums?
Let's say albums.
Let's just do a playlist.
Okay, let's do a playlist.
Okay. Where's My Mind by the Pixies?
Nice.
Satellite Mind by Metric. Let's see here.
Something by Simple Minds?
What? Satellite Mind.
You're doing like a mind thing right now.
I am doing a mind thing. It's all mind. What other songs would I listen to? Probably While You Wait for the Others by Grizzly Bear. And then if I really wanted to get my party on with the Mutant Pigs, definitely some of Diplo's stuff before he got crazy good at producing, like the Staring at the Sun remix, TV on the Radio. There you go.
Fantastic.
That's what I'd be doing.
Well,
I might have some.
What DJ do you have there right now?
We were saving that for a special moment where we were going to shout it from the mountaintop, and we were going. But you know what? This is as good a time as any because we do have a special guest DJ. His name is T-Rex.
T-Rex,
and he's in the house.
Excellent. He brings some crazy beats. Well, I hope you guys have fun. I'll be sure to leave my armpit hair nice and long and silky for you guys.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Much appreciated.
And we'll see you next week, Sam.
I'll be blogging about all of my adventures, so be sure to check it out at hotmess.org.
Word up.
Word up.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Have fun on the island.
Yes.
That was Samantha Blontrine Matthews for you, hanging out on Vancouver Island, full of music. I have music.
Do you?
Yeah, I got some new music, some new albums that some labels and some cool people hooked me up with. So we got a couple interviews that we might be able to do with some of these peeps, which is kind of nice. So I'm going to play a track from the new LaRue album, which is actually not out yet. This track is called Tiger Lily. So I don't know. I'm going to play it and see what y'all think about it. All right? Does that work?
Word.
All right. Hot Mess. Here's Tiger Lily by LaRue. That is LaRue.
Huh. Interesting. Well, right off the bat, I have to say that I'm not that impressed. And here's why.
Why?
Because you know that whole bridge section?
Yes.
I liked it better the first time I heard it when Vincent Price was singing on Michael Jackson's Thriller. Did she just resurrect him? Did she dig him up and attach a car battery to his nipples?
Well, you know, I agree, but I mean, like, that it's kind of a little bit in everything, right? Like,
that's what a guy with a fake British accent is not in every song.
No, but the bridge of the song.
Telling me how scary life can be when people are resurrected from the dead. Let's ask our guest DJ T-Rex what he thought.
Well, yeah, actually, that's the first time I've ever heard of any of her original tracks, and I was just actually having the conversation today was someone that was saying the exact same thing, that they weren't actually thrilled with her original stuff, but everybody's all up in the remix, you know, like she's like kind of the bicycle right now.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, like In for the Kill is just like, I don't know, you check on Hype Machine, it's like everybody had their way with that track.
Right.
To put it in not so polite terms.
We're not so polite here at Hot Mess. I mean, I want to see the live show and see what that brings, and maybe there's another element there, right? I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes you see a band that's live and they're like suck, or sometimes you hear their album and it doesn't translate, and then you're like, holy crap, that's a crazy live show.
Right.
So.
Right.
1.5 for that track?
I mean, it had a beat. Five? You could dance to it. I just think that the whole Vincent Price middle eight or bridge or whatever the hell you want to call it should have been left alone.
Fair enough.
It scared me.
Shall we change?
And not in a good way.
Shall we change it up a little? Go like totally different genre?
Yeah. Okay. Mix it up.
Here's a song. It's called Ghetto Love. It's by Spinneret. They're doing some dates on the Virgin Festival tour. I don't got anything else to say. Just listen in. Hot Mess.
Ghetto Love.
Is it really?
Ghetto Love by Spinneret.
What do you think?
I don't know. T-Rex? What do you think?
I like the album cover. I noticed that you got a little bit attached to that as well.
I actually became hypnotized by it halfway through the song, as it is little little more, well, little less actually than a gal, perhaps the lead singer of Spinnerette, scantily clad, wearing slightly see-through underoos.
Slightly see-through.
Here's what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see the singer from Spinnerette and LaRue make out.
Why don't you ask them that when we talk to them?
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Smarty Pants. I actually like that song.
I thought you might.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I brought it in for you.
It had a little bit of a raunch to it.
Yeah, I think you should give the album a check out anyway. That's all I have to say. We'll ask them more. Spinnerette. They got great album art.
Have you noticed that how there's just a... There's a lot more musical artists coming out now that are just sexy, sassy ladies.
Like the Veronicas, even though their music is crap. Holy crap, they're hot.
Yeah, I mean, like, what more do you need when you've got the assets of a beautiful woman, you know?
Not much.
And with this day and age, you can milly vanilly just about everything.
They could sell an icebox to an Eskimo.
They could.
Seriously, they should be like a 21st century version of the Lilith Fair with just, like, hotties on it. And they just go around and dance around in their Spinnerette underoos.
No Birkenstocks allowed.
Can you tell that there's just a lot of testosterone going on in the booth today and that our female counterparts are nowhere to be found?
On via phone.
Oh, shucks.
Well, speaking of females, let's talk about cows, because cows are females, and sometimes cows get loose, Jay Brown.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. And when cows get loose, things go awry. And I have a fun little clip here that I wanted to share with you, and I just thought you'd find it amusing. So here's what happens when cows get loose and people get upset about it.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Yes, this is a damn emergency. I got seven cows out loose, maybe going to the highway. And
okay, ma'am, you need to
let everybody know that there are loose cows out there before they cause a major accident. You hear me?
Ma'am, you need to watch your language, okay?
I don't care. I don't need to watch nothing. But you better watch where them cows are going to put alert out there.
Why are you yelling at me, ma'am?
Cows out there.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I tried to call before, and you guys said it wasn't a emergency. And
no, ma'am.
It
is not an emergency that the cows are in the marsh. We gave you the number for the town share.
We don't know exactly where they are, and they might be going on the road. If we don't put an alert out on this, these cows can cause a big accident. Do you understand me?
Ma'am, did you call the town share?
Yes, that Roy McCallum can't do
Okay, what is your name?
This is Tammy Newman.
Your middle initial and date of birth, Tammy.
It's L.
And your date of birth?
I don't give you my date of birth and nothing. You just need to make
Tammy, you do need to give me your date of birth.
You come and get my date of birth.
Yep, we will have a deputy come out there, but you can give it to me before they get there.
No, I want to see somebody now because I've got seven loose cows out there that might cause a major accident. Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hearing you. I need to get your information.
So, do you have cows, Jay?
You know what?
What?
I couldn't make out a lot of that because of the static and what have you, but I'm guessing those had to be rural cows.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
There's no way that city cows would do that.
Her cows were very upset.
Clearly mad cows.
Yeah.
God bless America.
All right, I got more stories for you. All right, a man who appeared in court who was accused of flashing his penis at a female train guard has walked away. Why, do you ask? Did he get off scot-free? Hartlepool magistrates in the court of Hartlepool, UK, had been told that the 28-year-old Barry Kenny had been drunkenly displayed while his willy was out on free display during a train journey from Newcastle to Hartlepool. The woman had not mentioned any distinguishing marks on the penis, and Barry has a 2-inch-long lizard running along his penis. As a result, his lawyer was able to get the charges dropped, but only after Barry offered to show his willy to the magistrates. Before being reminded that he was under oath, Barry had wanted to make the statement that his tattoo was actually 7 inches long.
There's so much going on in that story. First of all, who's Willy?
Barry's Willy. Willy, like, as in penis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never been to the UK. Secondly, why was the lizard dancing on his penis?
It's a tattoo of a lizard on his penis. Here's
dancing.
The thing. Here's no dancing. It just says it's like a... image of dancing. It's not physically dancing.
Oh.
The reason why he got off is because the woman didn't say that there was a tattoo of a penis, of a lizard on his penis. And so his lawyer was like, well, the lady didn't say that there was a tattoo, so he mustn't have shown her his tattooed penis. Who gets a tattoo of a lizard on their penis in the first freaking place?
I don't know.
All right, here's another.
I always thought that it would be really good to get the entire alphabet. And then, but at some, you know what I mean? It would be like A, maybe, it would it, like at first you would just see maybe the A to A and then T, O, and Z, and it would be like A to Z, but then things would happen depending on how the night progressed. Oh, it's the whole, oh, it's 20, there's 26 letters in the, in the alphabet.
I'm going to move on to the next story now. There's a woman, and she's suing a hotel in Egypt because her daughter got pregnant at the hotel. Why did the daughter get pregnant at the hotel? She went swimming. Yes, that's right. Magdalena Kwiatkowska's 13-year-old daughter returned to Poland from their holiday, and she's expecting a baby. Magdalena believes that the teenager conceived from stray sperm after taking a dip in the hotel's mixed pool. So by mixed, I'm thinking they're saying boys and girls swimming in the same pool. She's now seeking compensation from the hotel. A travel industry source said the mother is adamant that her daughter didn't meet any boys while she was there and is determined to continue with this case.
Wow.
Does sperm live in chlorine?
I don't think anything can live in chlorine.
Exactly. Come on, lady.
What color does it turn when you sperm in the pool? It turns red when you pee in the pool. That's what I want to know.
My God. Suing the
code
hotel.
Code green.
Someone needs some sexual education in this country.
You find very interesting news stories. I will give you that, good sir.
I try hard to find the weird and wacky.
Okay, so we do have a guest DJ in the house.
We're going to talk to him in just a second.
But first, let's listen to some PSAs here on CITR 101.9.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 17th to 19th at Jericho Beach Park. Come discover over 60 artists and groups from 14 countries, including Justin Adams and Jalda Kamara, The Weaker Thans, Iron and Wine, Great Lakes Swimmers, and gospel legend Mavis Staples. Paul and Silas bound in jail. Tickets and information available online at www.thefestival.bc.ca and outlets throughout the city.
And we're back.
With T-Rex.
Yeah, that's right. We have a very special guest DJ in the house. His name is
very
T-Rex.
Very special.
I'll have you know that his arms are proportional to the rest of his body. Well proportioned, unlike many T-Rex I've met in the past.
That was really bad T-Rex noise.
That was your T-Rex noise?
It was sad and pathetic.
T-Rex, would you agree that your arms are well proportioned to the rest of your body?
In person, but my shadow, it's strange. My shadow always has way shorter arms. I think it's like, I don't know, it's like one of those double-edged swords.
That's where the T-Rex name comes from.
Sorry, go on.
The T-Rex name actually comes from the guy that taught me how to DJ, which is RC Lair. And it doesn't actually, I try and equate it with the large lizard, because that's kind of cool, but he equates it with train wrecking, which is not so cool.
Ouch.
But it's like, you know, like this, it's like the tough love kind of daddy,
yeah.
Like throw you in the deep end of the pool and
swim, you little bastard, swim.
Yeah, exactly.
What, you're drowning? I don't care.
Well, how, you can't tread water with such little arms.
That's true.
Exactly. I know, it's evil.
Yeah.
I think that we should check out some of T-Rex mix that he
and then we can
brought us exclusively here on Hot Mess. You'll hear it
and then chat him up and see what he's got going on after we hear a little bit of his tracks.
I dig that.
Okay, you want to rock it up here, Jay Brown? Let's do it.
T-Rex on Hot Mess.
Shit's popping off.
Thank you. Thank you. smoking pounds of Joe, smoking pounds of Joe, smoking pounds of Joe, smoking pounds of Joe, smoking pounds of Joe.
Oh my, my. Hey.
My.
What do you get when you mix the school of mix with a school of remix?
What do you get?
You get a genius who created both and whose music we've just been listening to, Tyler Hazelwood, a.k.a. T-Rex.
Freaking A.
Is in the house.
Where do you go from there?
That's nowhere but down, my friend.
Exactly. I'm like, now I got some expectations to live up to.
Well, let's talk about all this. Let's talk about it. Let's explain that intro. Because you've created a couple of places where you can mix and you can remix.
Yeah, we have. That's kind of what we do there at the School of Mix. A brief background on it is it's the actual bar. It's a bartending school that was opened up by a mentor of mine in 1981.
Yeah,
and I started working there when I was just graduated at 18, and he recently passed away about 5 years ago. And I had since been there as an instructor, and then I started an affiliate business, which was event staffing for bartenders for private parties and special events. And basically, when he passed away, the business was going to close down, and I was going to lose my business and my job. So I asked if it was cool with the family and stuff if I tried to take it over. And I started taking it over as a bartending school, and one of my best friends was a guy by the name of R.C. Lair. And DJing was something that I always wanted to do. And it came down to, like, maybe the grass is always greener. As a bartender, it's like, it's got its benefits, obviously. There's the money and there's the side benefits. But I was like...
And there's also fans. And sorry to interrupt, but you have a super fan on the line calling just for you right now. So if you're okay, I'm going to put him on.
Tyler Hazelwood, this is your life.
Tyler Hazelwood, super fan of T-Rex?
Yeah, this is a super fan and the super employee, Duster.
Who?
Duster.
Hi, I work for you.
Oh, hey. Hey, little fella.
Oh, hey.
You sound so much bigger on the phone.
I left the studio there at 538 Studios there, and I was supposed to finish off a couple things, right? We talked about that. I didn't, I'm at the Canadians baseball game. Is that okay with you, or...
Are you serious? I left you with, like, how many beers down on Wreck Beach to sell? Like, we still have, like, 13 beers left. You know what the profit margin is on that? What do you mean?
No, those are gone. Those are gone.
Now you're at the baseball game. Yeah, clearly my favorite employee of all time.
At the studio, like, the price dropped and all that good stuff, boss.
Okay.
Did you cover all that?
No, we haven't even got into that. You're ruining it, actually. Go back to the ball game.
Okay. Well, it's 1-1 so far. It's a great game.
All right.
Duster.
Yeah.
That is the worst sports commentary I've ever heard.
What?
Hey, Duster, who's on first?
I'm not at the game yet. I'm on my way, but maybe it's 1-1. I don't know.
Oh, Duster.
Thanks for calling in.
AKA Feather Duster.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man. Well, you guys, you know, keep your sticks on the ice. All right.
Wow.
Thanks, buddy.
He's going to a baseball game, and he made a hockey analogy. Maybe we should get Duster to call in and do our sports.
We should, because Hot Mess is all about sports.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How do you feel about the fact that one of your employees just called in to... You don't get that much from employees, I'm guessing. I don't have any employees, but I'm assuming that employees don't usually call in and say, hey, boss, I'm playing hooky. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, he's on a particular situation where it'd be really... Actually, no, we could fire him. He just started, like, this week, so officially he quit his, he left Daddy's Nest out in Langley there where he's been working for the last, I don't know, 15 years, and finally pursued something that he wanted to do, but it sounds like he's not really taking it that seriously,
wow.
Which could be the downfall of his career.
Absolutely. He's messing around during the trial period,
yeah,
which is
still
usually
under trial
3 months
period.
Long.
Yeah. Duster, right. Watch yourself now, buddy.
We digress. Because basically what we were talking about was basically, before we were so rudely interrupted.
Super fan.
By Duster, who's also an awesome DJ in his own right. We were talking about how T-Rex is a little bit Tom Cruise from the movie Cocktail.
Yes.
And a little bit Carl Cox.
Yes.
If those two people had sex with one another, Tom Cruise and Carl Cox.
Who is a very large black man.
Right.
Well, I am black from the waist down.
Okay.
They could have a kid a lot like Tyler Hazelwood.
And they may have.
It may have happened.
I don't know where.
So basically, well, you've got the School of Mix, mixing drinks, and the School of Remix, a place for DJs to come and sort of.
Yeah, that's basically what we were talking about. Yeah, I was comparing, I was kind of grass is greener. Who's got the best job in the nightclub industry as a bartender? This is what I was thinking. And I'm like, this dude just shows up for like 2 hours. He's beating off women with a stick. He gets free alcohol. And what does he do?
Yeah.
What is he really? He plays music. Not to take the Wizard out of Oz, but really. Right. I mean, so it was like, well, bartending's pretty dope, but I think I want to be a DJ.
Right.
And I was lucky enough that RC was interested in starting up a branch of the school, which started out as the DJ school, and it's now progressed into the School of Remix, where we're now teaching Ableton and Logic one-on-one, which is, it just keeps growing. And it's really because I wanted to do these things, and I looked around and I couldn't find anywhere that was doing it. So I was like, well, I'll just find somebody that wants to teach me, and maybe they want to teach other people.
Aren't you worried about a backlash? Because you, really, when you think about it, you're creating a race of super people. Because let's face it, all the DJs get the ass and all the bartenders get the ass.
Yeah, it's true.
So you're creating a race of superhuman beings who are going to steal
all the ass.
All the ass.
Yeah, which brings me back to what I was thinking of before bringing up cows, which is it's one of my favorite sayings that I just brought up. Have you ever seen the movie Colors?
No,
yes. Never seen.
Sean Penn
and Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Apparently, best, I need to go rent this movie.
Yes, you definitely do. And the I don't know. I'm going to ruin the best part.
It's
of it.
Okay. Let's go.
So he has this scenario, and he's it's two bulls, a daddy bull and a baby and a son bull, and they're sitting up on the top of the mountain, and. The baby bull turns to the daddy bull and he says, "Daddy, daddy, look at all those cows down there. Let's run down and fuck one of them." His dad turns and looks at his son and says, "No, son, let's walk down and fuck them all." So yeah, I guess what you're saying, that's kind of the mentality.
Wow. Metaphorically speaking, of course, In all likelihood, we won't get in trouble for T-Rex telling that story because he's only quoting a movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as we know, if there's anyone to blame, it's Hollywood.
Yeah. I meant to say might make love to them all. I think that's what I may have misinterpreted or regurgitated it improperly.
T-Rex, you guys have a night here in Vancouver that is worth discussing.
Worth every penny.
At a club called Shine. Discuss.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, this is where the mix is from. It's a recording from last night because I was actually scared to play on the equipment here because I've heard a few like amazing stories about playing here, and then I've heard a few nightmare stories. And one little feather duster had some problems here, so he informed me before I got here that I should definitely bring a mix, and lucky I had this. But yeah, the new night at Shine is a Thursday night that we're doing, and it's the front room is FML. And that is, I don't actually know what that's, the kids are saying it nowadays. I don't even know what it stands for.
FML.
Yeah. I don't really know. But
something.
So it's DJs, Shit's Popping Off DJs, which is myself, Duster, and.
Frothing Mouth Love.
And yeah, that's maybe what it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
That works.
So that's Shit's Popping
Those
Off.
Those kids these days.
Yeah, they don't, what are they on there? Like, what are they, what type, I don't even
they're
know.
They're getting pregnant in swimming pools and not having sex. Like, come on.
Totally. So yeah, the DJ lineup we got there is Chirk and Arnold Sane and Shit's Popping Off DJs.
Wow, it's like it reads like a lineup of a Hot Mess show.
It really does, and it reads like the elite of Vancouver. So if you're listening elsewhere in the world and you're wondering what to do with the last month and a half of your summer vacation, and I know that
spell
we've
out
got
the night for them, Jay Brown. Spell it out. This is what you do. You get ready.
Okay. Here's what you do. Here's
Put
what
on
you do.
Your fresh
if you're
shoes.
Listening to this podcast, if you're not listening live on the air right now, but you are in fact listening to this
on Saturday, correct? Saturday nights. Are we talking Thursday?
No, Thursday night.
But, so it's a Thursday night, and you're listening on your computer.
Okay. You're listening to our podcast right now in podcast form. You decide. Okay. Guess what? I'm going to fly from wherever I live on planet Earth to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Make sure that you land at the airport.
Noon? Thursday?
At noon on Thursday and head directly to the airport bar for a quick cocktail because you obviously had a few on the plane. There. Now you're ready to go. Jump in the cab, head downtown to one of the many lovely hotels that Vancouver has to offer. Do your thing. High five people in the street.
Freshen up a little.
Maybe. Unless you're wearing the same Old Spice that I'm wearing right now, which is pretty
You're going
potent.
To Frothing Mouth, love.
Doesn't
Come on
matter.
Now.
Fine. You're headed on your way to Frothing Mouth. So just make sure that you put on some dancing shoes
yes.
and you get down to shine for shoes. Thursday night.
And say hi.
And say hi to T-Rex yes. and the gang.
And I'll just make. I would make that first cocktail when you get into Vancouver a Caesar. Mm. Because I don't know if you know that, but a Caesar is only a Canadian cocktail.
It is. I do know that. That is, yeah.
Clamato is hard to get outside of our waters.
Clam this is very and tomato. True. Difficult combination.
It was, in fact, arguably the Caesar was created in my home city of Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Shut up.
The home of the Caesar.
Get out. Really?
Really?
Yep. They don't even have clams in Alberta.
So. You know what? This interview is over. Anyways, we hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope that you've enjoyed
it. It's not over yet. What do you
Well, we've got more music to play.
Yeah, we do.
If you are going to make it down, I would definitely suggest to come next Thursday where we have Hatchmatic coming in from Montreal for our kickoff. And there may or may not be free beer at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
What?
May or may not be.
What now? Oh, someone else is calling.
I think it's worth trying. Let's just let's go to the phone and then let's listen to some more music.
All right. Let's see who's on the phone here.
I think it's a good idea.
CATR, hello.
Hello.
Who might be calling the wonderful Hot Mess Show here?
Mr. Joy.
Mr. Joy?
Yeah.
Almond? Is your first name Almond?
It should be.
What can we do for you, Mr. Joy?
Clamato juice.
Yeah.
Made in Mexico.
You're kidding me.
You gotta be fist fucking me.
I wouldn't do that.
No,
or force feeding me, sorry.
Gee whiz.
Made in Mexico? No, it's not.
T-Rex, you potty mouth. How can we trust you?
I read it in Vice.
Vice magazine, hey?
Yeah. Vice doesn't lie.
So what you're telling me is that someone from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, flew down to Mexico, found Clamato juice, flew all the way back home, and invented the Caesar.
Yes.
I can't... it seems like a really expensive way to invent a new cocktail.
Seems like Calgary is always stealing ideas, though.
Oh, come on. Thank you very much, Almond Joy, for calling in and tossing us some knowledge.
I appreciate your assistance on this matter. Have a good night.
Peace.
Mr. Almond Joy.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that.
You know what? Is it entirely out of the realm of possibility that Ed might be Googling this?
Well, I'm Wikipediaing it right now, and I'm not seeing Mexico anywhere, but...
Clamato juice came from Mexico. Yeah. All right. You know what? We might have to revisit this on the next show.
We'll blog about it, because you can go to hotmess.org, and you can find out all the details.
Yeah, but we will get to the bottom of this. Was Clamato juice, in fact, invented in Mexico? Meh.
Meh.
I'm going to say no, but Mr. Almond Joy, who just called in, says that it was. But...
Music.
All right.
Join our Twitter, join our Facebook, join our MySpace, hotmess.org. Check out T-Rex, you're on MySpace, Facebook. What's your skinny?
We have a blog called shitspoppingoff.com, and you can also check out schoolofmix.com.
Please go to both of those.
Do it.
Schoolofmix.com.
Right. In the meantime, we're going to listen. We're going to take you out, in fact, with more T-Rex here on Hot Mess. Take it easy, Vancouver. Have a Caesar. It's hot out.
Peace. Bye-bye. Pop Jack. Drums go bump, bump, bump. It's a dance, baby. Jibble that back. Drums go bump, bump, bump. It's a dance, baby. Jibble that back. Drums go bump, bump, bump. My dog, show my dog, show my dog, my dog, show my dog, show my dog, my dog, show my dog, show my dog, my dog, show my dog. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till your goals get back. Don't stop, get it till
till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Don't stop and get it till your goals get back. Daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I'll get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Yeah, man,
in the flow now. Back then.
Back in the day, some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
Stop. popping, everybody back popping. Knees jerk it, girl, work it till your stomach hurting. Don't stop, get it, break it off your body, sweating. Everybody watching, that don't mean we stopping. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. What you know about the bang bang? Don't you wanna know? You can't stay focused. Relax and take off your coat. Show you something you've never seen before. What you know about the bang bang? Don't you wanna know? You can't stay focused. Relax and take off your coat. Show you something you've never seen before. Do the rock and show, stopping everybody back, popping me, jerk it, girl, work it till your stomach hurting. Don't stop, gotta get it, break it off your body, sweating. Everybody watching, that don't mean we stop. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it. Pop, 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 pop,
We'll be right back. Don't be a good time. slip, I'm still an animal. I change shapes just to hide the distress, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I sit here. I slip, I'm still an animal.
Community organization looking for research assistance? Have an SFU student do the research for you and make your social justice. Are you a local nonprofit or grassroots community organization looking for research assistance? Have an SFU student do the research for you and make your social justice or environmental project a reality. The Action Research Exchange Program at SFERC facilitates connections between community organizations that need research but have limited resources with SFU students who can take on that research for course credit. We are currently looking for project proposals for the 2009-2010 academic year. The summer deadline is July 15th. You can apply now at sferg.ca/ARX or call 778-782-4360.
Good evening, Vancouver. I'm David Love Jones, and you're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR 101.9 FM. And tonight, we're going to listen to retrospective, the career of Michael Jackson. And we're going to start with stuff on this label from this Temptations groove right here, Motown, the Jackson 5. And we're going to move through till his solo recordings. Some obscure tracks that you've probably never heard. We're going to bring you Michael Jackson with a different kind of angle tonight. 604-822-CITR. That's our phone number. We're going to start with a track from the Jackson 5 from the third album. And this is their incredible version of Ready or Not. The slept on tracks by the Jackson 5 alone is profound. ¶¶